This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website. That is a21r.com and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the 51st state. Coming up to convention, the fourth convention for New California. Okay, so we got a lot of things happening here, and remember, you can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Lots of things happening, border crisis, and the president is continuing to threaten that he is going to, close the border. And I obviously... Yeah, I think he should. Absolutely. I'm 100% for it. I know that the big crisis, are you ready for this? In the media, they're focused on avocados. Hey, you want avocados, go to the new California county called San Luis Obispo. They have avocados. I don't think there's any crisis in New California region for avocados. Oh, no. Plenty of avocados in San Luis Obispo. Yes, New California County. I'm telling you, they just have fabulous groves over there. They're just beautiful groves. You know, I'm always into the groves of the various types of fruit that we have growing around California and New California in particular. The stone fruit, from the stone fruit to the avocados, of course, huge stone fruit. I guess you would say it's not really a stone fruit, but it is a delicious fruit, isn't it? So if you're worried about your avocados, just start purchasing from New California avocados out of San Luis Obispo. That's just one place. Oh, you have San Diego County, of course, and Riverside County down there. Down south, they have beautiful avocado groves as well. So I don't think there's going to be a shortage of avocados if you just buy from Well, the new Californians. That's just a little bit of a plug there. There's no sarcasm there. This is just reality. Why should we be buying all that stuff? That's so, well, I mean, seriously. I mean, if they're going to invade us, well, we better do something about it, right? So anyway, the president is threatening everybody, and everybody's going, "Oh, we can't do this. It's going to happen." I have a feeling he is going to have to, well, change things at the border. And will a closure happen? Like I said, I'm all for it. I know most other people that I talk to. Of course, I'm in those circles that naturally people will want to go for the closure. So now this is what we're seeing. We're seeing claims by Kirsten Nielsen. She's saying this is like a Cat 5 hurricane disaster at the border right now. And the Dems and the Republicans in the Congress are doing nothing. They've got their hands under their butts is what they're doing. Putting it nicely, huh? They're doing nothing. And, of course, this is the shame on them moment. They're doing nothing about an absolute, overt, out-and-out invasion at the border. We're going to be up to 1 million people. I'm telling you, it was 100,000 last month, and everybody guffawed me 6 months ago. I said, no, 100,000 is nothing. We brought on a special guest who talked about this, about the invasion. John Martinez was on and saying, hey, look, it's just going to happen. And, of course, it could be very explosive. And here it is. It's explosive. So my prediction, within 3 months, we will see 1 million people at the border if this is not curtailed. Now, the president is reaching out to Mexico. And as we're seeing, he's indicated that if Mexico steps up, he could change his position on the border closure. Now, that's going to make Mexico think about this. Obrador is going to have to sit there and go, wait a minute, maybe I should do something about these Central Americans coming through my country. And, of course, this is about as corrupt a place as you can get in Mexico, in my opinion. I've been down. I don't go down there any longer. You know, the gringo doesn't go down. Hueto's not there. No, this Hueto doesn't go down there just because of safety reasons. And that's too bad. There's really some beautiful things about Mexico. But, you get the feeling after a while they just don't like the gringos. Right, especially when they start kidnapping, raping, killing, pillaging, that sort of thing. That, Mexico's got to get a hold of itself, right? I mean, drugs abound everywhere. They must bring order to Central American migration. That is what their president says. Obrador, he makes those comments. Okay, so that gives Trump a little bit of breathing room, doesn't it? Will they change their mind, and will he have to close the border? I say close the border, just period, close the border. Let's start manning up, and let's take care of this, because the crisis is getting worse and worse and worse every single day. Now, the other thing, too, is close the enticements that lure people to America. I mean, you talk about the effects of socialism here, because that's really what this is. These people are looking for a free handout. They're being promised a free handout. All they need to do is pay their way and be trafficked, right, by the cartels to the border. And then what happens when they come to the border? Oh, Catholic Charities, right here. We're right here for you. And, I'm sorry, every time you come in as a subsidy from the federal government, Catholic Charities gets, $5,000 to $10,000 to $20,000 per month, per person. Nice, huh? Nice little cash flow. And it's not just Catholic Charities, it's all the other ones. So it's a multi-billion dollar industry that he's got to shut down. That's really what it is. The bottom line is shut down this multi-billion dollar industry called slavery. Because that's what it is. How can you say that it's not? It's slavery. This is the trafficking in human flesh and slavery, as we call it. Nothing more, nothing less. It's been going on for eons. I just wonder when we're going to start seeing the slave auctions open up at the southern border. Yeah, down there, maybe in Texas. Who knows? There might be slave auctions going on. Well, I suspect there are in some of the closed off places. We just don't know it. Yeah, how many people are getting their pictures taken and say, I want that one, I want that one, I want that one, I want that one? How many of these how many of these sexual deviants says, I want that? Oh, did I say Joe Biden? No, I said deviants. I'm sorry. Oh, is he a deviant? Well, I'm going to switch gears here because it's not good for Joe. No. More women coming out. I said this was going to happen. And here it is. More women coming out against Joe. How's Joe Mama, Joe? Well, Joe Mama has had too many squeezes on Joe Mamas. And now it's starting to, well, the chickens are coming home to roost on Joe's shoulders, so to speak. Now, I mean, it's just all over the place. He's ubiquitous with his public affections, if you know what I mean. And that's coming home to roost on him badly. You know, it's kind of interesting on Drudge this morning. I woke up with blurry eyes. And by the way, the Orville Dam, we're going to be talking about that in the third hour, by the way. I'm bouncing all over the place. I'll go back to Joe. Two more accuse Joe. And here it is, New York Post. Pelosi warns creepy Joe. No more liberties. And there he is. He's got his hands on the Statue of Liberty and kind of smooching at the neck of the Statue of Liberty. It's quite a picture. Well, you know, got to have liberties, right, Joe? That's the problem with Joe. Too many liberties. And now, you know, I guess we're getting more stories about some of the husbands that didn't like Joe's affections. Yikes. I told you. There are real men out there who love their wives and don't like him to manhandle them. Anyway, we'll be back. We've got more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We'll being very, very strong on the border. The number is enormous of people that we've captured, people that we've apprehended, but we're going to take care of it. We are being very, very tough at the border.
All right, the president's saying we have to be tough at the border because there's an emergency at the border and it's getting worse at the border. But the head of the Border Patrol Council telling me just yesterday that with detention centers filling up, they're already being forced to release a lot of these illegal.
Okay, what I have here, this was a clip from March 25th. And this is an interview with Jessica Vaughn. Now, Jessica Vaughn, I think we've interviewed her. She's been on our show before. Jessica Vaughn, interesting lady. She is the director, and you see her all the time. She's on the Center for Immigration Studies. Low immigration, pro-immigrant, that's sort of their motto. And this is a clip from the Cavuto show. And again, this goes back to March 25th. I want you to listen to what she's saying. Yes, we are in April. For those of you that are sitting under the spillway and enjoying the suds, so to speak, we are in April. And there's no shame in enjoying the spillway. No, there's no shame in it at all. It's still there. It was there yesterday. They ran water over it. And guess what? It's there today, and they're still running water over it, I think. I have not checked in the early morning hour, but I will. Anyway, so this now is March 25th. Jessica Vaughn, here we go.
Immigrants, they're trying to do so carefully, make sure not the really bad types get out there, but there's really no controlling it. Reports that nearly 2,000 could be released over this weekend. Sounds like a crisis, or is it? To the Center for Immigration Studies, Jessica Vaughn. Jessica, what do you think?
Oh, it's most definitely a crisis. We're seeing levels of illegal arrivals that we haven't seen in more than 10 years. And, of course, it is a majority of them are adults bringing kids with them. And the courts have made it very difficult for the government to process them and remove them very quickly. And the place this is a crisis is in the communities that have been forced to absorb them, places like Northern Virginia, the suburbs of D.C. and Maryland, Long Island, around Boston, Houston, Louisiana. And this is a huge impact on the schools there, where you've got kids arriving all throughout the year. And so this is like a big unfunded mandate. When the federal government does not prevent this kind of illegal immigration, it ends up falling on taxpayers in the communities where they settle.
Well, how are they sorting it out then, Jessica? Now, like, do you try to assure us that we try to be careful about this, that really, really bad elements don't, you know, get out there? But it can be an uncontrollable situation.
Well, that's right, because the numbers are so large that it's not like the Border Patrol or ICE can take all kinds of time to do a lot of vetting for who is being released. And especially in the case of the kids, we don't know what their background is. And even if we asked their home country, even if they say we're involved in gangs or something in their home country, they wouldn't tell us because these are juveniles. So there's really not much we know about them. And there are so many, we can't take the time to find out. And there's not much vetting being done of the sponsors if it's kids coming on their own. So we really don't know who they are. Most of them are people simply looking for work and economic opportunity. But there are criminal organizations like some of the gangs that are based in Central America, MS-13 and 18th Street, who are using this lenient catch-and-release policy to move new recruits into the United States to boost their ranks here, make more money from crime, and send it back to El Salvador and to others back in Central America. And, of course, the criminal smuggling organizations are really getting richer off of this policy because people now are paying more and more to come over.
Jessica, this is working out exactly how you spelled it out, sadly enough. Hopefully cooler heads will prevail and find a solution to this. Jessica Vaughn, the Senate.
Jessica Vaughn, yes, she's quite the authority, and we turn to just some of our sources is the Center for Immigration Studies, which is what she, of course, promotes. And some of the articles, I'm just going to run down some of the news pieces that came up in my mailer that came to me. I get, you know, we get these mailers every day. You get daily things that come in. So we get the numbers from her. We get a lot of numbers from her. Now, one of the articles that is interesting here, and I haven't explored it yet, but the article is Trump administration. Now, this is a whole series, Center for Immigration. This is their little featured stories and posts and so on. One of them is citizens, think twice before you become a joint sponsor on Form I-864. In other words, sponsoring an alien citizen with marriages and so on. Okay, Justice Kavanaugh's useful concurrence in the mandatory detention case. The history of temporary protected status for Liberia. Ever known the history of Liberia? It's interesting history. Look it up and look up their flag. Will the last person in Central America please turn out the lights? Andrew Arthur, this is a pretty good article. But one of the ones that really piques my interest is Trump administration betrays low-skilled American workers. And they've got this list here of fiscal year H-2B visas under various presidents. So from 2008 to 2019. And this is what we're seeing. 2008, 94,304 from the Bush-Obama administration. Obama, in 2009, cuts that number to 44,847, and it stays relatively low, kind of building up to 69,000, then 84,000 by 2016. Then by 2017, the Obama-Trump administration, those years tailing off, 83,600. 2018, 83,774. Trump, 2019 is 96,000 is the projected for this year. It's not in, but that's what they're projecting. So the question is, in this article, is he betraying American workers? This is by, oh gosh, I don't believe this. Preston, his name is Preston Huinkins, I guess his name is. That's a tough one to spell. It says, in April 2017, President Donald Trump signed Executive Order 18837, a directive to buy American and hire American. The order signaled the president's intent to defend the interests of the American workers and one of his key campaign promises. Some of his supporters were less skilled and less educated voters who shared his concern that widespread immigration and foreign guest worker programs would shrink their job prospects. The executive order states that the following, in order to create higher wages and employment rates for workers in the United States, the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, the Secretary of Labor, blah, 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 propose new rules and issue new guidance to supersede and revise previous rules and guidance to, if appropriate, to protect the interests of United States workers in the administration of our immigration system. This has not happened. Instead of reforming the guest worker system, Trump has allowed it to flourish. In the latest action, the Department of Homeland Security announced today, that was yesterday, that was March 29th, that it was raising the 2019 H-2B cap to 30,000. The additional visas are available to H-2B guest workers who previously worked in the United States within the past 3 years. And then the H-2B visa allows employers to hire foreign workers for non-agricultural jobs. Yikes. See, a little slippage going on here. I don't know. We'll have to see. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio, remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. The thing you want to do when you go there, of course, is check out. We're going to be putting up a whole bunch of information today on what's going to be happening at the convention, so you want to definitely check that out. And we got like a lot of stuff up there on New California, all the things that are happening. There's tons and tons and tons of information and tons of things that are coming out. So anyway, visit newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, our convention is in May, and it's May 17th and 18th, excuse me. And it's going to be in Fresno, California. New California. Fresno, New California. Yeah, it's just one of those kind of deals, right? Anyway. Okay, so will the last person in Central America please turn out the lights? We're talking about immigration right now. That seems to be the biggest thing going on. And don't worry, we're going to get into Joe Biden and all that stuff. That's sleazy. Gosh darn, I mean, you know, why wasn't all this noticed before, right? About Joe Biden? Really, I mean, seriously, this is all known to everybody. He did the ogle women. Why wasn't it all picked up before? Interesting, isn't it? It's just really interesting. Okay, so we got this thing with the last person. This is a great article by Andrew Arthur, and it talks about, of course, Central America. because what's happening is you have these people. Some people have said, I heard this last night, they're emptying out Central America, and they're just all coming to the United States. They're just all leaving. The whole area is fleeing. So it's mass migration that we've never seen on this kind of a scale. And, of course, this is part of the whole plan, isn't it, to bring down the United States. It's pretty obvious. I mean, this is so grossly obvious now, it's really hard to deny. Now, the other part of this is now we're having the Caribbeans come in, too. So they're coming in through Nicaragua in Honduras and then migrating up through Mexico, and Mexico's allowing to happen. That's part of the problem, right? It's pretty easy to figure this one out. So, anyway, this article is, I think, pretty substantial in terms of its credibility. Some interesting factoids. This is from Andrew Arthur. It says, just when I was convinced that the immigration emergency at the border could not get any worse, Texas Monthly makes it clear that it has. Bottom line, in just the last 5 months, there's been a 0.47% of the population of Guatemala and 0.645% of the population of Honduras has been arrested along the southwest border, stretching U.S. Customs and Border Protection resources to the point that Border Patrol highway checkpoints are being shuttered and CBP officers are being pulled from the ports of entry in order to handle the flow. That's what's going on. On March 23rd, 2019, the magazine published a shocking portrait of what is going on along the border between the United States and Mexico. Caption: Border Patrol Inland says, caption: Border Patrol Inland checkpoints shut down so agents can help process asylum seekers, as the article reports. And listen to this. The El Paso Border Patrol sector has temporarily closed its system of highway checkpoints as it struggles to cope with a record influx of families crossing the border and requesting asylum. The agents who usually staff the checkpoints will be redeployed to process and transport the asylum seekers, according to multiple sources who spoke to Texas Monthly, on the condition that they did not identify themselves, because, you know, they don't want to do that. We were told to go ahead and close down all checkpoints, one official said Saturday. This is last Saturday. Agents assigned to checkpoints were told they would be sent indefinitely to assist in efforts to process and transport hundreds of families in unaccompanied children. Unaccompanied children. Here goes the slavery, the sex trafficking business with the unaccompanied and the foster care business coming into foster agencies throughout the United States, right? I'm sorry. I just have to when I do the gut check thing about the foster families that are really being a profit seeking families, and as opposed to those that are really truly doing fantastic work with foster children, they're two distinct things going on there, guys. It's two. I'm telling you, I worked with these groups before. It's two distinct factoids, factors, groups, I guess. You have those on the left or the right. You just line them up in right or left. That doesn't really matter. On one side, you have those families, the foster care families. They're doing fabulous work, and they're really sincere, and they really want children. And so they love these kids, and they're not doing it for money. That's not their motivation. Then you have on the others, the ones that love to drive around in the black Mercedes. Oh, yeah. The other 600, they just love those black Mercedes, black interior. Oh, yeah, that's what they do. Of course, they're the ones stocked with the families that have, you know, four or five kids at $8,000 apiece per month. Figure that one out. Yeah, you get money for being the foster parent, right? So those people, that's what this plays into. That's where these unaccompanied children go to. And, of course, you have various religious organizations now that profit from this. So they're saying it here. It's really out of control. It's bad, the official said. The Border Patrol spokesman and the agency was preparing a statement on the checkpoint issue, but as of Saturday evening, the agency hadn't responded to the Texas Monthly inquiries. Of course not. Don't you love it when these big agencies just don't respond to you? Southwest Border Patrol checkpoints are generally set up on major routes leading away from the border as a second line of defense to allow CBP to interdict illegal immigrants, drugs, and contraband that either were transported illegally between the ports of entry or not seized at those ports. The Texas Observer reported in February 2018 that there are about 18 permanent checkpoints up to 100 miles from the border, stretching from El Paso to Brownsville. They also note most motorists pass through after a cursory citizenship question, but agents occasionally pull motorists over for more in-depth questioning. The primary use of the checkpoints in recent years has been drug seizures. Celebrities such as Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, and Fiona Apple were among those arrested at border checkpoints in recent years for possession of small amounts of marijuana. In fiscal year 2018, Border Patrol reported seizing 41,863 pounds of marijuana, 2,717 pounds of cocaine, and 405 pounds of heroin, and 6,366 pounds of methamphetamine, 200 pounds of fentanyl at its checkpoints. Going through a checkpoint is almost a rite of passage, no pun intended, for anyone traveling along and away from the border. Okay, so what we have here is an emptying out, basically, and this is the concern. Literally, I'm going to use the words I heard from this guy on the radio yesterday. They're emptying out Central America. That's what's happening. And here's just a little bit of proof for that. President Donald Trump was criticized in October 2018 for focusing on the then caravan of migrants making their way from Central America. For example, as CNN put it in an article captioned, "Trump's making the migrant caravan a political issue." Right. Thanks, CNN. You just love our country, huh? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21. Here comes Joe. No, not Joe Mama, but Joe Biden. He loves the mama.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. Okay, it's come. Was Joe time? No, it's Joe time, not show time. Joe time. What is this? I stand with dreamers. I've got flashing things just hit me. Latinos for Trump, Orange County conservative Mexicans. Who sent me? Oh, I know who sent me this. Shocking. This is something that came up on my Facebook. Okay. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Let's get back to the Joe thing. Chinese woman carrying... I'm going to talk about that one. In the second hour, Chinese woman carrying malware arrested at Mar-a-Lago. Passed through Secret Service checkpoint. Four phones and a thumb drive. Oh, here we go. House Dems want oversight over Fox News editorial decisions. Really? I got my rift going on with Fox News, just like a lot of people do. But, you know, we're not going to go there, I don't think. we'll have to back them on that one. Okay, so two more accuse Joe. The New York Post says Pelosi warns creepy Joe, no more liberties. And there's a Statue of Liberty. Look, it's a great visual. I like the way they did that. This is from the New York Post. I'd like to see that New York Post article. I don't have it. And again, people are zapping me right now. Okay, creepy, gropey Uncle Joe Biden. It is from the... Okay, good. Gropey Uncle Joe Biden has always been creepy and should stay out of 2020 race. This is Maureen McCallahan. Maureen Callahan says, going into 2020, gropey Joe was always going to be a problem for the Dems. That Joe Biden himself doesn't see, that tells us all we need to know. No, he doesn't get it, apparently. Biden's inappropriate behavior towards women isn't recent. This is my point, isn't it? I was making this point. Where was this all before, right? Biden's inappropriate behavior towards women isn't recent, nor is it secret. Google any variation of Joe Biden creepy and or cringe, and no shortage of images, videos, articles come up all the same. Here's Joe Biden standing behind women and girls of all ages, massaging their shoulders. Shoulders. Says rubbing their backs, nuzzling their hair, whispering into their ears, sometimes offering clearly unwanted kisses, their faces to a one silently pleading stop. That is perhaps, I think, that says it all right there. When you take a look at these pictures, I'm going to read this again, and so. This says it all. Good job, Maureen. Good job. Biden's inappropriate behavior towards women isn't recent, nor is it secret. Google any variation of Joe Biden's creepy or cringe, and no shortage of images, videos, and articles come up all the same. Here's Joe Biden standing behind women and girls of all ages. Now listen to this. Massaging their shoulders, rubbing their backs, nuzzling their hair, whispering into their ears, sometimes offering clearly unwanted kisses, their faces to a one, silently pleading, stop, exclamation mark. That says it all about Creepy Joe. And there is a problem there, guys. And some of these people that have run to Joe's defense. Oh, he's a good guy. And, you know, listen, dealing with child sex molesters and so on, having dealt with them, you would always have these people, I mean, it's clearly clear cases of molestation going on. I mean, clear cases. And you'd always have these people come out in defense. And, oh, he's a great guy. And, of course, they didn't even know the facts. Went to trial one time on a guy, and it was the most amazing thing. The most amazing thing. All these people came out and support, but they didn't know the facts. And once the trial happened, it was kind of like, oh, boy, we're pretty embarrassed. But then there were those that just said, oh, it's no big deal. Yeah, and that's what we're saying here. This is a problem for Joe. Right out in front of this is part of the exhibitionism that's sort of a sexual thing for him. Yeah, this, you know, when you really start getting into the weeds about child molesters and so on, you start learning all these little gambits and pieces about them. This is part of his sexual gratification to be so public about it and so open. It's right there in front of you. You're witnessing some of his sexual gratification right there in those pictures. And that's why I say this. It says, here's Joe Biden standing behind women and girls of all ages. That's his strategy, stand behind them. He's got control of them. Massaging their shoulders. And you notice his approach. It's always on the shoulders first. Rubbing their backs. Uh-huh. Nuzzling their hair. And he does that from the back, right? Whispering into their ears. Sometimes offering clearly unwanted kisses. And their faces to a one, pleading silently, stop it. That's it. That's his strategy. Come in from the back, surprise, cajole, make them feel comfortable, and then kiss them. Even little girls who didn't want it. That's one of the most creepiest ones. Now, apparently there's been some fathers and husbands who didn't like it. And I'm trying to get more information on that. Because I think that's going to be very uncomfortable for Joe. But here's the point. No Joe for us, okay? I mean, Democrat, no Joe. There should be no Joe here. We should be realizing this guy is a predator. And he was your vice president. Those little girls that he was massaging and trying to kiss, that is sexual predation. I hate to be the guy to tell you, but that's the truth. Face the reality.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com, and also NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. A lot of things going on. Okay, so in the next couple, boy, we got a lot of time left here on Agenda 21. Oh, we've just got a lot of things going on. We're talking about the Oroville Dam. The spillway opened up, and the spillway apparently is still there. I haven't heard any kind of activity about it that it's been destroyed or anything like that yet. Give it time. We might see something else. I know everybody's, you're a fear monger. No, I think we're a truth monger. There's a difference between truth and fear mongering. There really is. You know, it's like a fish monger, right? Mongers. Anyway, so we like to kind of keep it kind of nice and tight around here on Agenda 21 Radio. So we like to tell you the truth about things. So when we come into that section on the Oroville Dam, we're going to talk about, well, the truth and some of the stuff that's happened and some of the good stuff that's happened. Boy, there's a lot of concrete, there's a lot of steel, and there's still a lot of leaks. Now, that's an issue. That is an issue. It's something that should be dealt with, but, you know, we don't want to deal with the reality of it. But, you know, champagne to all who put that thing together up there in such a very, very quick amount of time. I'm just very, very hopeful that in the future it stays together. But there's still leaks. That's a problem. Anyway, so we got a lot of things, like I said, coming up here in the next couple of hours, so stay with us. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. We have our convention coming up on the 17th and the 18th of May. It's going to be a big one. Fourth Constitutional Convention for New California. Anyway, stay with us. More to come. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.